Now, we're going to close tonight with a rare subject. It cannot really be taught by everyone. It's a degree in the spirit that one must walk in before they can impart this to others. It's not you cannot function in this type of revelation by just saying something. Something has to happen.
Yes, sir.
I remember following my spiritual father, Kenneth Hagin, when I first saw him. I said, something different about this man. He had a meekness and a humbleness, but yet he was above you. It was that anointing that he had on his life. I didn't know a whole lot about it at that time. And then the Lord said, I've given you the self-same anointing. Now, permit me to say some things. It's rare. There are anointings in the ministry, but a lot of people anointed. But he had a rare anointing. I've been around, I won't call the guy's name, but a lot of large ministries, ministers, as the old school say, they just don't got it. You have to feed on it. And you have to let your infirmities take you over to shut you down. See, your infirmities are there for a reason. They're there to shut you down. And if you let them shut you down, there's a resurrection in the spirit that takes place. And you get in a higher flow, and then you come back and shut them down. Moderation in ministry. Popular. Being popular. Being popular in ministry. You'll never get it. It just won't flow. It won't flow to that dimension. But it can get on you.
Yes, sir.
But you have to know how to submit to it. You have to know how to yield to it. You have to know how to wait on it. But it's very rare. It has to manifest. And I believe before I finish tonight, it will manifest.
Yes.
You will recognize it.
Yes.
You will become more hungry for deeper walks with God.
Yes.
You don't mind a deeper walk with God, right? And you know it's always a deeper walk.
Yes.
Always remember that. I feel anointing coming now. It's always a deeper walk. And you know, you respect me enough to travel and come here and handle yourself properly. I know that it's on me for a reason. To impart to others deeper dimensions in the spirit. And you never get to the bottom, you never get to the top. There's always more. It's beyond academic. It's beyond the sense realm. And it's beyond, watch what I said next, regular church. I guess the word you can use is rare. When I got around my dad, he had a rare anointing. He didn't look like he was too smart. But when he started flowing, it moved everything. And I think sometimes we're cut off from going into that depth. We get to a place where we're satisfied. And we never go deeper into the realm that God wants us to go in. So we're going to get at it tonight. We're going to get at it. So sit down and start taking notes. First of all, just turn to the book of Revelation. We're going to talk about executing demonstration of the Spirit and power in your ministry. Executing demonstration of the Spirit and power in your ministry. Here in Revelation chapter 1, verse 10, three or four things happen that ignites the anointing. Ignites the anointing. The anointing has to be ignited. And it never runs out. You always can go farther and go farther and go farther and go farther in the presence of God with the hand of God on your heavier. I say with the hand of God being laid on you heavier,
yes, sir,
as you grow in the Spirit. So here in Revelation chapter 1, a grave insight here. John said, I was in the Spirit, verse 10, I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day.
Yes.
So definitely you got to be in the Spirit.
Right.
And heard. Now you got to hear. You're not only be in the Spirit, but you got to train yourself to hear in the Spirit.
Yes.
Now, with all respect to God, sometimes God talk awkward. Because it's beyond your vocabulary, it's beyond your understanding, it's beyond your academics. He'll say things, and you got to know how to catch it. You have to know, here's another word, you have to know how to flow with it. Because the anointing is a flowing place. It's not a feeling, the feeling will come. But it's a genuine supernatural flow. That always in the process of growing.
Yes, sir. Yes.
See, if you shut it off and you become satisfied with the last three sermons you preach, Jesus said, blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, they shall be filled.
Yes,
same thing about the anointing.
Yes,
you got to be hungry. You got to thirst after it.
Yes.
And you got to know it never runs dry. Never run out. And you got to know you're never at the max of the anointing. There's always another height. There's always another depth in the Holy Ghost,
yes,
that you can flow with your calling.
Yes,
are you following me?
Yes,
now, I'm asking the Holy Spirit to demonstrate in here tonight.
Yeah.
Let that anointing fall that you can see it, feel it, and experience it. And you know when something hits your seat. Oh yeah, you know when something hits your feet. You will know.
Yes, sir.
It's the anointing create a supernatural atmosphere. And I have to say it, it's rare. It's rare. You got to be hungry. You got to be thirsty all the time. You got to be reaching for more all the time. Satisfied, not satisfied.
Yes, sir.
So here John say he was in the Spirit, and because he was in the Spirit, he heard. Behind me a great voice as of a trumpet. Heard a great voice. You're going to have to hear that great voice. Sang. I'm Alpha and Omega, the first and the last. Now, he was in the Spirit. He heard. Now he's seen something. In the 11th verse. Saying, I'm Alpha and Omega. He heard that, the first and the last. And what thou seest, and then after you see it, you write it. Never go to prayer without a pad. Or a computer or something, or iPad or something. No. God talks to us in prayer and bring us further in the spirit realm. How many in here, and I know the answer is, but I'm going to ask it anyway. How many in here ready to go further in the spirit realm? See, there's no stop sign. There's no brakes in the spirit realm. When the Holy Ghost starts flowing, there's nothing in this world can stop it. It goes to another dimension, another depth. So he's in the spirit. He heard. He saw. And he wrote. See, in order to flow in anointing, you got to hear something. And you got to see something. And you write something. Men of God wrote the Bible as it was moved by the Holy Ghost. So it's real strong here. One of the points here, and I'll go to some more scripture in a few minutes, refusing to be controlled by your enemy. Refusing to be controlled by your feeling. Refuse to be controlled by denomination. Sometimes you're going to have to fly out of a denomination. Because they keep me at a certain level. And they're not going deep enough. They're not going high enough. They're too organized. Now, I heard it. The depth of the anointing we're talking about is beyond being organized. You have to be somewhat disorganized, out of order, out of the normal pattern.
Yes, sir. Right. Yes, sir.
Yep. It is a flow that few know.
Yes, sir.
But because you're here, and because the Holy Spirit has impressed this on my heart tonight, to talk about the flow and let it flow. And that you may, in here tonight, have an experience of a flow in the anointing you'll never forget. For my brothers and sisters, it's not by might, nor by power, but it's by my spirit, says the Lord. Knowing how to yield to the Holy Ghost.
Yes, sir.
Fully. Then after yielding, knowing how to flow with the Holy Ghost as he go. When he leave, you leave.
Yes, sir.
When he leave the natural realm, when he take you out the natural realm in a service, you're preaching, you get in another realm.
Yes, sir.
You get in another place. You get into another dimension. You sense the supernatural. You sense the uproaring of the spirit. You sense something about to happen that can't happen normally. I say to you, go to Romans 8. I say to you, infirmities are there for a reason. Don't curse your infirmity. Your infirmity keep you knowing you need help. You get to the point you don't need no help, you come up, yeah. Without help, I don't want to listen to you. If you come out up here by yourself with your name, Dr. So-and-so, I don't want to hear you. I need to hear what the Holy Ghost is saying. What? I need my answer. I'm setting aside 14 more people, but I got a special answer I need. I don't know about the other 13, but I want God to talk to me. And a man can't do it. A man don't know your problem. A man don't know what you need. A man don't know what to say to you. But when that anointing arrives, God address what you're dealing with. Hey! You got to learn how to flow. You got to learn, my sister, how to have an expectation beyond normal whenever you meet God. Let him flow, let him flow, let him flow. Many of y'all will get an answer tonight. You'll get a supernatural word. It'll change your whole life. Because the Spirit will address it. You see, you got to, oh my goodness. You got to let the Spirit address it. Now, here in Romans 8, 26 to 28, it's a divine plan.
Yes, sir.
I have to keep talking about it. It's your infirmities. Now, I know you never did this before, but I'm going to do it in front of you tonight. Thank God for my infirmity. Well, what that mean? That mean I'll keep depending on God.
Yes, sir.
And I know whatever happened in here tonight, I didn't do it. It's giving the Holy Spirit place to breathe deeper in a service. Not worrying about your fumbling.
Yeah.
Or how great a preacher you are.
Yeah.
We get to be great preachers with no anointing. Got a good outline, just fitting out nice words and stuff, but you don't feel nothing.
Yeah.
Now, I'm expecting in the next 15, 20 minutes the Holy Ghost to hit this place. And erase shortcoming after shortcoming. Healing power should hit this place. I'm about to say another word. And y'all gonna get real happy when I say it. Joy. About to hit this place. Joy that you have never seen for a long time. Joy unspeakable and full of glory. I say joy unspeakable and full of glory. I say joy unspeakable. So when your infirmities run into the mind of the spirit. The anointing is a divine mixture. Your infirmities, and then you run into the mind of the spirit, and then that's just, these things are in the anointing. Then the will of God. Then the love of God. The love of God is an ingredient in the anointing. You follow me? Now, all that's in Romans 8, 26, the Lord found out after reading the years and years, the Lord showed me. Your infirmities run upon the mind of the spirit, the will of God, the love of God, the call of God. Huh?
Yes, sir.
What else?
Purpose
of God. Then it says, all things work together for good for them that love God. Are you seeing this?
Yes, sir.
And you see, in order to invite or invoke the inspiration of the anointing, you got to preach a certain way. You got to get out of the way.
Yes, yes.
I'm gonna do it tonight.
Yes, sir.
Ha! I'm almost there now. You got to get out the way.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You got to become pregnant without sex.
Uh-huh. Yes, sir.
That's how Jesus was born.
Yes, sir.
So that's where you got to go for that anointing. What? What? That's where you got to go for that anointing to work. You get pregnant without sex.
Awesome.
That's what the anointing is.
Yes, sir.
God impregnated. Oh my! Oh my goodness! Come on, y'all! God impregnating a man, impregnating a woman with Himself.
Yes,
eyes have not seen, ears have not heard the thing that God has prepared for them that love Him.
Yes, sir.
You have to become impregnated with the anointing. The Holy Ghost has to take over. You have to be a yielder.
Yield.
Yeah. whether you know it or not, something getting off on you right now. When these atmospheres and these type of environment can be created by the Spirit, everybody get blessed. Sit down. The anointing is refusing to be controlled by the enemy.
Yes, sir.
The anointing can be taught, but that's another side of it. It has to be caught. Revelation needs the anointing to back it up.
Yes, sir.
Revelation is unproductive without the anointing.
Yes, sir.
Are you listening to me?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you can be studied and prayed, but if you ain't prayed and got the anointing, you can't put revelation out without the anointing. Pulling down strongholds, anointing should be released when you are preaching.
Yes, sir.
I am tonight to tear your problems up. I'm not going to act like a regular man tonight because I'm going to get hit a few times up here. I know, oh my God. I know I'm going to get hit a few times up here, but I'm going to take it. I'm going to take it. I'm trying to pass it on to you. I know I'm going to act ugly up here tonight. I know I'm going to get hit a few times. You get in this environment, you can't hardly handle it. You get overwhelmed in his presence, but it's so enjoyable. When you know the hand of the Lord is upon me.
Yes, sir.
He invades. When the anointing comes, he invades the whole place. He began to listen. You listening? He began to take stop signs down. Nothing is impossible. Oh my God! Let him take that stop sign down in your life tonight. In your ministry, nothing is impossible. So you leave here wearing a nothing impossible anointing. You ain't never heard of that anointing. A nothing impossible anointing. I never heard of it either. I just heard it.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It's rare.
It's rare.
I want to work with it a while. It's rare.
Yes.
Look at John chapter 3, verse 30. Key to the anointing. It's a key to the anointing there. In John 3, 30. It's a key to the anointing there.
Yes, sir.
You see it? He must increase, but I must decrease. See, that's opening the door for the anointing. When you recognize it not by might nor by power, but it's by my Spirit, says the Lord, that's opening the door for the anointing. That's opening the door for the Holy Ghost. Open the door for the gifts of the Spirit. Open the door to be led by the Spirit. It's amazing. Emotion is not anointing. It's still in the flesh realm of entertainment. Satan want to fool you that you're anointed. Because when you become anointed, he's in trouble. So he got to derail anointing. He got to put something, a substitute in there, a moderation. You got to walk a certain way. You got to have a certain dignity. No, you don't. You flow with the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost said, jump. Jump. Don't care if nobody else jumping. Jump by yourself. He's trying to take you somewhere. You can't walk in the anointing being controlled by people. Many of you tonight, your anointing is going to change. You're going to have surges of power that you've never felt before. And you're going to be rare in this world. You're going to be rare in ministry. You're going to be rare in the church. Hallelujah. It's flowing right now.
Yes, sir.
Old Baptist hymn say, hush. Hush. Somebody calling my name up. Yeah. How many of y'all want to go further in the anointing? How many of y'all know there's further to go? If you don't know that, you're really missing out, because there's always more. In the spirit realm, it never run out. You never arrive at the peak of the spirit. It's so vast. Shatarala basha. Katarala mashaka. Kora masikeshko. Kill that mule and let the horse out. Stop struggling. Stop struggling. Stop. I say stop struggling. I'm talking to everybody online. Stop struggling. There's a stop struggling anointing in here. Worry and fear have to leave your life tonight. I don't care how that pan feel. Don't worry about it. Talk to it. Tell it, leave my body. I got authority over you. I feel a sweeping anointing right now. Hallelujah. Sunday school is over. Sunday school ministries are over. It's time to grow. I didn't hear you. It's time to flow. It's time for more. And I'm here to get it. Hallelujah. You see, my brothers and sisters, you got to let the Holy Ghost function. He won't take you over. The Holy Ghost is the gentleman. You want me to flow? Let me flow. Let me do it like I want to do it, though. Don't read no scripture to me and try to direct me. Let me read the scripture to you and direct you. They keep reading the Bible to God. Let God read the Bible to you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Tell the person to you, don't stay too close to me because I'm about to cut up. Any minute up in here, any minute. Then I'm going to close. Any minute, any minute. Any minute, any minute, any moment. It might happen right now. Any minute, any moment, it might happen right now. God invade this place. God invade this place. God invade this place. God invade this place. Hallelujah. It's time for a Holy Ghost invasion.
Yes.
It's time for the church to be heard.
Yes.
It's time for the church to be felt.
Yes.
It's time for the church to be understood.
Yes.
It's time for the church to rise.
Yes.
It's time for this world to know when a minister walk in the room, somebody special just walked in. Y'all don't want me to preach. Somebody with power just walked in this room. May not want to recognize it, but they got to recognize it. Everywhere I go, they recognize. I can go to the supermarket. They know something flowing in here. Something, got more than bread up in here. Something flowing. But it's not by might, nor by power, by his spirit.
Yes.
You got to stay humble. You got to stay meek.
Yes.
Say it out your mouth. It's time for my elevation.
It's time for my elevation.
I'm going tonight.
I'm going tonight.
Hallelujah.
Now I'm going to get to a point where we ain't going to be the hound. Then I'm going to close. I'm going to get to a point here. We're not going to be in the hammock. I mean, this place is going to be flooded with angels, flooded with the Holy Ghost. Oh! You don't sense nothing thudding right now? You trembling a little bit? That's him. I'm trembling all on my shoulder. I'm trembling. Because I know you're about to do something up in here.
Yeah.
He about to pass some things on.
Yeah.
How many ready to receive it?
Yeah.
Say ha, 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 ha.
Ah.
Say ha, 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 ha. You see, you really don't know when you're in the flow what way to go. It could be a little small thing like that. Ha, 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 ha. And the Spirit of God just, bam, hit this place. Erase things that need to be erased. Implant things that need to be implanted. Remove things that need to be removed. It's not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit. It's not by education. It's not by your smartness. It's by you getting out the way, just talking about him so he can show up and do off and show off like he wants.
Yes, sir.
It's a rare anointing. I see Brother Hagin had that anointing. He knew I had it. So he started training me. I remember one time I was in a meeting, and I'm taking notes. Boy, I'm taking up some notes. And it got quiet in that meeting. I looked up. He's ministering to some women. Then he's a gentleman. He's ministering to some women's breath. He put his wife's hand on the breath and put his hand on his wife's hand.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Y'all stop touching these women.
Uh-huh.
Oh, Lord. You're so spiritual. Hey, yeah, yeah, yeah. No, you ain't. Yeah, yeah. Get your tail. Get your hand off that woman. You know, yeah, yeah, yeah. Now. Nah.
That's true.
I'm just trying to help you. That's all I'm trying to do. That didn't throw you too bad, did it?
Uh-huh.
And Brother Hagin, he got quiet in the service. I said, what happened? He was looking through them two women. Carol and I were sitting there. Carol was taking no notes. He looked through them two women at me, and he hadn't said nothing. He was telling me, you ain't got time to take no notes. Keep your eyes on me. He ain't said a word, but that's what I heard in the spirit. So that from that day forward, I started watching it. Every move he made. And I'm talking about large ministry don't have it, don't have that anointing. I don't know how they miss it. He's putting it on the floor every time he preached. But they missed it. I don't know how they missed it. Maybe they missed it because they thought they had it. Sit down. The anointing is a flow. It is a following. Get that down. It's a flow. It's a following of the Holy Spirit. It is a freezing of the natural. I'm going to get down to some things here tonight to try to cover this thing, to really give it to you. Turn to 1 Corinthians 14:2. Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Glory to God!
Glory to God!
I'm not by myself.
Up in here!
Well, he that speaketh unknown tongues speaketh not unto men, but unto God, for no man understandeth him. However, in the spirit, he speaketh mysteries. The mysteries of the anointing must be revealed to us. How to yield to the anointing, how to walk in it, how to be blessed. Are you listening to me?
Yes, sir.
Multitudes of things cannot be done without the anointing. Don't care how good an outline you got. You up here ain't got no anointing. Sister, I feel his presence right now. The hand of the Lord is up on me right now. So if I'm going to shift to how you look and how you feel, I'm not going to be at the floor. I'm trying to please you. Turn to John 6:63. If you're going to wear anointing, you've got to wear this verse.
Yes, sir.
The anointing is hidden in the word of God.
Yep.
The anointing, the words that I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life. Look at that. This is a voice. It is the spirit that quickens it. The flesh prophesies nothing. Here we go.
Yeah.
The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life, and the flesh can't handle it. See, listen to me. A lot of time we stay in the flesh trying to be our best. You got to let the Holy Ghost see your flaw. And the Holy Ghost walk on your flaw. And put you in another dimension. But if you got it all together, you don't need the Holy Ghost. See? To really flow, now I know you're not going to like this, but to really flow, there got to be a certain amount of stupidness in you.
Yes, sir.
Saying, I can't make it by myself.
Yeah.
The Holy Ghost heard that.
Yeah.
So he know right here tonight, I need help up in here.
Yeah.
I got all this calling up in, all these passing, all these anointing people in here, and we're about to go to another dimension, and the Holy Ghost know Leroy need help.
Yeah.
But I got it, baby. I'm going to let a gusher hit and I'm going to quit. But we're going to get a gusher here tonight. Yes, sir. We're going to get a flood in here tonight. You're going to have to swim up in here tonight. You ain't going to just walk and talk. You're going to have to swim in the spirit. You're going to have to get drunk up in here. On the day of Pentecost, turn to Acts 2. They got drunk. I used to talk about the water flowing, the wind blowing. Acts 2. Acts 2:1. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. That sounds like us tonight. Yeah, we're on one accord in one place so we can get the same results. Oh, my goodness.
Hallelujah.
Somebody going to see the other side of me tonight. That's another side. I come up here kind of quiet, talking. Well, that's another side of me. I can get wild, baby, because I know what good thing the Lord have done for me. I want to testify tonight. The Lord has been good to me. The Lord has brought me a mighty, mighty long way. The Lord has made a way. Come on, somebody need to help me here. The Lord has made a way out of no way for me. I've come upon a situation that looked like it was impossible. But the Lord sent somebody to rescue me. He'll make a way out of no way. I said he'll make a way. Anybody here know about that? He'll make a way out of no way. Have he ever done it for you? I said, have he ever done it for you? But why are you so still tonight? You need to shout. If the Lord have done something for you, you need to shout. And my brother and sister, he told me to tell you, he's about to do something else for you. Shout on that. When the Spirit comes, there's no such thing as a stable Christian. The Spirit overwhelms you. Your stability leaves you. You can't walk in the supernatural stability at the same time. You got to be loose to flow in the Spirit. I said, you got to be loose to flow in the Spirit. You can't flow in the Spirit being stiff. The Spirit don't use no stiff traffic. You got to get loose, baby. You got to let the Holy Spirit have his way. You got to lose your dignity. I say you got to lose your dignity. Forget what kind of suit you got on. Forget what kind of dress you got on. And praise the Lord. And praise the Lord. I say and praise the Lord. I say and praise the Lord. Forget what you got on. Forget where you come from. Just praise. You gotta praise the Lord. You gotta praise the Lord. You gotta shut self down. You gotta shut self down. Let him have his way. Let him have his way. Let him have his way. Yeah. Hallelujah. You can't flow in the Spirit and save face. You take on another kind of dignity. You take on another dignity. You take on a dignity in the Spirit. You rejoice in the Lord. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Watch what I say this time. Watch what I say this time. I'm saying what the Spirit of God tell me to say. Nobody in here is at the same level they was. Nobody. I said nobody in here is at the same level they was. You in another level, baby. Shout. Three people, I'm at another level, and shout again. Three people. Then shout about it. Shout. Oh! Glory to God. I'm at another level. Tell somebody else, I'm at another level. Tell somebody else, I'm at another level. 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 Another level, another level, another level, another level, another level, another level. In the spirit, in the spirit, in the spirit. I'm at another level, in the spirit. Hallelujah. If you feel something, shout again. What you say? I said, what are you saying up in here? 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 If somebody around you not praising, ask them to please go to another seat. You're holding me back. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Who receiving up in here? Glory to God. Now, let me throw a few more points and then we're going to close. Look. Come on, come on. I'm going to give you two or three more notes. Get your pad. And I'm going to go back to the point that the anointing is hidden in the Word of God. Come on, son. The anointing, I want you to get that down, is hidden. The anointing is hidden in the Word of God. I receive your seed. That's $1,500. The anointing is hidden in the Word of God. John 6:63. Yes. The words that I speak to you,
yes,
they're spirit and life, right?
Yes.
Yeah, it's hidden in the Word of God. All right. And the next thing is the anointing creates open heart surgery. Hebrews 4:12. Put it up there, Hebrews 4:12.
Yes.
Open heart surgery.
Uh-huh.
For the Word of God is quick and powerful and sharper. Oh, Lord have mercy. And then any two-edged sword piercing, uh-huh, even to the dividing asunder of the soul and spirit and of the joint and the marrow, and is a discerner,
yep,
of the thoughts and intent of the heart.
Come on. How are you?
Thank you, Lord.
Watch this. You're going to listen now, right? You're going to cut up now for sure. Watch this. The key to Jesus' ministry is that he wore special anointing at all times. Luke 4:18. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Say it, say it, say it. Because he have anointed me. Say it. To preach the gospel. Say it. To the poor. Say it. He have sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captive, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised. That's what I'm anointed for. That's my assignment. I can't carry it out without the anointing. I can't just have an assignment. I got to have an anointing. Look at that assignment again. Give me that whole voice. Look at this assignment. I'm going to give you one more voice. Look at this assignment. Because he has anointed me. In other words, you can't take out the anointing.
Yes, sir.
No. With your Bible class. You can't perform surgery in the spirit without the anointing. Every time you come up here, you're a surgeon. I'm a surgeon up here tonight. I'm operating on your heart. I'm operating on your anointing. You see what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
It's not by might, nor by power, by my spirit, says the Lord. Spirit of the Lord is upon me, thank God. Because he anointed me to preach the gospel. I preach the gospel to the poor, sent me to heal the brokenhearted. How you gonna do that without an anointing? Preach the deliverance to the captives and set it liberty, them that are bruised. Huh? Huh? Look back. Jesus telling us about his Acts 10:38. Y'all know that voice, don't you? Acts 10:38. Praise y'all, get up here to back me up. I'm about to close. I ain't going all night. Y'all be ready to sing us a rocking song. Something can shake the bushes. Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah! Give three people a high five and tell them, let's shout about this. But don't just talk, shout. You ain't got to shout after you hit the third person. Shout about it. Shout. Shout about it. Shout about it. Hey! Tell somebody next to you, say, tonight is wild night. Sometimes they get wild in the spirit. You don't care what nobody think about you. You don't care what they say. You don't care what they're doing. You just shouting in the spirit because you know the Lord been good to you. The Lord hand on you, and you want to praise him. You can't be all dignified up here. Come on, sir. Give me all you guys, sir. Yes, sir, I receive it. Yes, sir. That's $2,000. I received all that. That's a $1,500 check. You, pastors and preachers, you never seen this before money comes camp. And people ain't coming up and give you no $1,000 to a man coming to give me $10,000 and look at me and laugh and walk off. That didn't happen to me many times. We looked at Act 10:38. How God anointed Jesus and added with the Holy Ghost and power, went about doing good and healing all that was oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Yeah. My goodness. There's so much. building your ministry and demonstrating the spirit and the power. I focus on the theme of apostolic impartation and the necessity of prayer in ministry. Emphasize that every believer can operate under an apostolic anointing, regardless of their former title. I reveal the importance of a personal relationship with God and the reliance on the Holy Spirit to empower ministry. By engaging in genuine prayer and allowing the Holy Spirit to guide, ministers can experience growth, effectiveness, and supernatural manifestation in their work. The call to action encourages you to embrace a deeper connection with God and to expect divine breakthrough in your ministry. Oh, Lord, it's so much. Apostolic impartation and anointing. Apostolic anointing is available to all believers, not just designated apostles. Personal declaration can help align the mind with God's divine wisdom and intelligence. Engaging in this impartation leads to empowerment in ministry. None of your ministry will never be the same. Prayer is so important, my brothers and sisters. Relying on the Holy Ghost. Prayer. Relying on the Holy Ghost. Connecting with God and others. Don't ever get selfish. You always need somebody to walk with you. I love my sons and daughters. They're around the world. They're online. A lot of them online right now. Yes, sir. Give me respect. Yes, sir. They let me flow. Yes, sir. A real son, a real daughter. You got a real son, a real daughter. They'll let you flow. They'll give you respect. Yes, sir. Yeah. They might. Oh my goodness. Mm-hmm. They might not understand everything you're saying, but they trust you. Yes. They trust you. And they know if you need to come back, you're coming back. Come on, son. They'll come back and then say, let's go another way. Yes, sir. We on that $7 million deal? You the one with that million? How many million?
7.5.
7.5 million. All right, done. $1,500 check. Y'all on a shout. There's a Christian man talking about 7.5 million. That's not normal church vocabulary. The wealth transfer is on the way. When the prosperity revival in November, yeah, you ought to be here.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Because I'm gonna dig deeper with money coming.
Yes, sir.
Money coming is a wealth transfer.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You understand?
Yes, sir.
I'm gonna say it. Something that never been said. We need some rich churches.
Amen.
So we can carry the Father business.
Yes, sir.
You know, one of my sons talked to me about, well, I don't know, was Africa, where is Africa we build that church? In Africa?
Ghana.
I said, I want to build one.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I said, yeah, they're building it now.
Yes, sir.
He built one.
Yes, sir.
His church built one.
Yes, sir.
I think, did I say my church built one too?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, my church, yeah. All they took was money.
Yes, sir.
Y'all stop being scared of money.
Yes, sir.
Don't let all these guys on TV talk about prosperity revival. Yeah. I got a question then, gentlemen. How many of y'all in here like nice things? How many of y'all like an old raggedy car and you get out there, the thing might start and it might not start? How many of y'all like to lay back, hit that seat and lay back and push that air conditioner a little higher? Many? Huh?
Yes, sir.
And I don't need no black help.
Uh-huh.
Come on.
Yes, Yes, sir.
Because I'm not a black heifer.
Uh-huh. Yes, sir.
I'm a man of God.
Yes, sir.
I'm a child of God.
Yes, sir.
Y'all stop looking for all that sympathy. God dog it.
Uh-huh.
Faith your way out.
Yes, sir.
Pray your way out.
Yes.
Praise your way out.
Yes.
Love everybody.
Yes.
I know. All right, I'm going to close. But you're going to shout right now. You're going to shout right now. We're going to shout. We're going to cut up in here. I want you to tell three people, my broke days are over. And then shout about it. Shout like you believe 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 it. That's all. That's all. I receive. That's all. That's all. I receive. Shout like you believe it. That's 3,000, that's 1,000. That's my son. They always give it. Financial angels are on your case. That's what I heard. Financial angels. I never heard of finance. Financial angels are on your case right now.
Right now.
Come on, son. Tell somebody, financial angels are on my case. I love you, kids.
Right now.
Right now. One more time. I won't see it again. One more time. Shout like you out. Wave your hand. Praise the Lord. Oh, shout like you out. Shout like you out. Shout like you out. Shout like you out. Oh. It's moving around. The anointing is moving around. You're getting higher and higher. Oh, my goodness. Tell the person next to you, you're in a new position. Ha, ha, ha. Go ahead and laugh. It's just 8:50. It's just 10 minutes to 9. Go ahead and laugh. Look at the person next to you. If they're not laughing, laugh at them. I look out there and you're not laughing, I'm laughing at you. I'll get you to laugh. Laugh because that problem is solved. Laugh because that promotion has come. Laugh because you're out of debt. Laugh because your house paid for. Laugh because all your cars paid for. Laugh because your business is off the hook. Laugh because your ministry is out of debt. Your ministry don't owe nobody nothing. Hallelujah. Laugh because your marriage is getting stronger. Y'all better laugh. Laugh because your man have found you. Come on, women, what y'all gonna do? Laugh because your man have found you. I said laugh because your man have found you. Y'all ain't gonna laugh? I bet you I'll get you to shout now. Many of you who are not married today, next year you're going to be married. Y'all going to shout or what? Next year you're going to come here with a husband. Next year you're going to come here with a wife. Just keep yourself up. Keep yourself up. And don't just throw yourself on a man. A man will come after you if you let him.
Hallelujah.
And don't just give yourself to him. Make him want you. So no, I need a ring for this happen. Y'all don't want me to talk up here. Y'all, this ain't no Sunday school. You let a man have what he want, he ain't gonna marry you. Make him suffer a little bit. Hold back on him. And then he'll say, well, I gotta do something. Oh, Lord. Didn't the Bible say God will give you the desire of your heart? I wonder what he means about a mate, too. I wonder would God give you a mate. I don't know who I'm talking about. I'm talking a little bit here. I wonder if God got a man set up for you. He could be in another state. God will make him fly into a meeting or something just for you. Yes! I hear somebody say, I ain't got nowhere to go. Keep preaching, Apostle. Oh, my goodness. We just got to stop all our men from becoming sissies. Man marrying a man. Look how quiet y'all got. Online, y'all listening? All right, praise him.